The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, things are escalating in Russia, aren't they? It just seems every day something new, every day a further step to America's provoking Russia in Ukraine. And we're going to continue to provoke. The 101st Airborne has been sent over to Poland, going to be stationed there along the border in case Putin should nuke Ukraine. Well, if he goes that far, he's going to nuke the 101st Airborne. We don't see things the way that these individuals see things. And as I get into the program, President Putin put in, he was congratulating Xi Jinping, the president of China, that I feel very strongly is going to take China to Armageddon in about 8-9 years. And this is just my view. It's my observation by looking at the overall view from above, what's happening with China, what just happened in North Korea and South Korea having a little skirmish. Now remember, Xi Jinping, like Vladimir Putin has been the negotiator, the diplomat that has, through his diplomacy, there's detente with many of the Soviet nations. Not so much the NATO nations that were old Soviet bloc nations, but still there are a few. Détente with Iran, with Turkey, with other nations south and a little bit to the east. Détente definitely working out negotiations with Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping, he's looking beyond Russia. He knows Russia is being depleted of resources in their military. They're expending, spending quite a bit of their military arsenal. But it's okay. Russia's industry is doing great. They have plenty of fuel. They have gas. They have oil. They have resources. So they're continuing to pump out bullets, bombs, tanks, whatever they need. But Xi Jinping, he's looking beyond Russia. Xi Jinping knows that the coming future war won't be with Russia. It's going to be with empire. Empire. Xi Jinping is a pure communist. Mao Zedong, as a communist, he had impurities because he was working with America. He was working with empire in the late 40s, mid-40s, late 40s. So he was impure communism, I'll phrase it that way. Xi Jinping, he's working with America. He's working through the economy, through their industrial base, goods shipped all over the world. One of the big merchants that with the big supply, they supply the United States heavily. But he is still more pure in his communism than Mao Zedong. The student, Xi Jinping, has become the professor. The teacher was Mao Zedong. Xi Jinping was imprisoned, he and his father both, communist, devout communist, nevertheless imprisoned. And while in prison, Xi Jinping became even more loyal to the cause of China and communism in China. It's very fascinating to look at these. You know, in America, I like to look at the dynasties of America, especially in the last 100 years, even before that, but mainly in the last 100 years, because the dynasties in the last 100, 120 years, maybe 130 years, 140 years, let's say, from about 1880, right after the Civil War, it was Abraham Lincoln that was responsible for starting the Industrial Revolution in America with the railroads. He's the one that should be given the credit. They don't want to really talk about what Lincoln did. But from about that period of time to now, the great changes in America and the dynasties and the individuals who developed and made America what it is, who changed the world, who changed travel, you know, across the ocean, in the air, the United States, we with our technology, we with our industrial base, we with our citizens who were free to use their minds. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
The P.E. Gun Show, November 12th and 13th, will feature firearms giveaways both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Where I
No, America doesn't care about its sons and daughters. This is the truth. America has become a monster. Empire, according to the Bible, would become a beast nation, would become a nation of death, a culture of death. And we have already moved into that era, that season. And we, as a nation, as a culture, we can never, ever reverse what has happened in this country. It cannot be reversed. As much as I would love to tell you that we can turn things around, honestly speaking, and I know I'm not of this view only, I'm giving you my opinion. There are others that you might say have the same view. I don't have time to listen to as much as I would like to listen to what other people have to say. I don't have the time. So I look, observe, see what is happening daily, and I form my opinion, my view. I look at things logically, if possible. I know that you have to filter through all the misinformation, disinformation, lies, untruth, to find the truth. But, you know, actually, it keeps you sharp, because the more that you learn to filter through what is being presented to you daily in any media, it sharpens you. It makes you intellectually, keeps you on your toes. And that's really where you want to be. You want to be on your toes psychologically. Intellectual property. America. We changed the world through our technology, which back then was industry, and through our innovation. We, as a culture, had a, you might say, an advantage, because we were free. People were free to engage, take a little bit of cash, invest it, come up with great products, invent things. We individuals, one of the gentlemen that created the cluster bomb for the Air Force, he lived in Longmont, Colorado. To think, I want to say this, that if you think that they're just, with all the 320 million plus people in the United States of America, we all have the opportunity to possibly be president of this country. Now, that is a myth. That is a lie. That is not possible. That is what is presented to the American people. This is America, land of opportunity. You could be president. You can be whatever you want to be. Well, in the world of politics, that is not true. You have to be really handpicked by God to enter into a closed system. The politics of this country, to a great degree, is a closed system. Yes, people do get into that system. Should they get into that system, they are controlled heavily. Two examples: Ronald Reagan recently, Donald Trump more recently. But studying the dynasties in this country is fascinating, because you can see what each dynasty contributes to the society. The DuPonts contributed greatly in the areas of chemicals. Ford, greatly in industry as far as manufacturing vehicles, things of this nature. All these different dynasties. Oppenheimer, space program came out of, and nuclear, actually. Carnegies. Colleges, universities throughout the country, controlled by Pilgrim Society out of Europe. So you have these, each contributed something. Each, in their own right, were great men. And what they did, you know, like with the Ford, he was basically Nazi, but supported the Nazi cause. And with Bush, Prescott Bush, the not real father of George H.W. Bush, not the real grandfather of Junior, not the real lineage, the head of the lineage. He was used by, allowed to be used by the American Intelligence Agency, but George H.W.'s real father, his real name, his real last name is Scherf. So he is a Scherf Jr. His father, George Scherf Sr., Nazi, high up Nazi with Adolf Hitler. When you know the truth, then you can put the puzzle together. You can put the pieces together. But if you don't know the truth, if you don't know who these individuals are, then you believe what you're told. Then internationally, the great men internationally that have moved the societies forward. Presently, the great men presently, I can just on one hand, Xi Jinping. This man is a great, he is a great monumental personality. Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump. I cannot put in this group Joe Biden. He's not a monumental personality. He has a disorder, but it's he's not a monumental person. I don't want to say the next individual, but I have to. Before I mention his name, I'll talk about Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao. Yes. Stalin. Yes. Though they were evil, they are monumental personalities. And there is what you call monumental personality disorder. Well, still, what they did is they shaped past history and are still shaping present-day history. Another one, I hate to say Barry Satoru. I hate to say it, but I have to. I have to be honest and be fair about it. Bill and Hillary, the Rockefeller children, I have to put them in this mix. Dysfunctional? Is Vladimir Putin dysfunctional? No, he is not dysfunctional. He is a brilliant, brilliant man, and he is being used according to Patriarch Kirill. And the Patriarch of Russia prior to Kirill, both have stated about Vladimir Putin that this man has been put in the position that he is in by the Almighty God. Is that possible? Is that possible? Well, I'll ask you a question. Was Moses put in by God? Not equating Vladimir to Moses. I'm just a principle. Was King David put in by God? How about Solomon? The old Bible, the old stories in the Bible. Joseph, the son of Jacob. Yes. And today, was Martin Luther, was he an individual that was put in a position by God? Yes. In the world today, there are men that God is putting in positions for his kingdom, because there are two kingdoms clashing presently, and this is what you're seeing in the world. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of Lucifer, and the children of Lucifer. It is becoming more evident every day. And the people, whether they want to see it, believe it, whether or not they understand it, it's irrelevant to a great degree, because they are witnessing it even though they can't put it together. You may not be able to, you know, you bring somebody from 300 years ago, bring him from that time period, put him into this time period. They would not understand what in the world is going on. What is this automobile? How can man fly? What is this that men are in outer space? They could not imagine. Well, Many people today, they cannot imagine, they can't see, they don't understand that there is a great spiritual war that is taking place right now in the invisible world, and they know something has happened, but they can only see with their eyes and hear with their physical ears. They cannot see behind the veil, even though they know something is back there, that there is a hidden power, hidden force, something invisible, something moving, something that moves chairs around, something that possesses people. They're realizing that there must be something other than just the natural world involved in what is happening in the world. We, in this audience, in other audiences, there are other people. They are all, even on YouTube, people that don't even believe in God, they know that there is another dimension. And the people in the occult, you get around people that are involved in the cult, and you just get an eerie feeling about them, just something not right, something that just you want to get away from them. There's something there that, and I've been around these type of people. So God does put people in the world, and Lucifer puts people in the world. Some have monumental personality order or soundness. Yes, everybody does have their quirks, but overall, still, individuals who are doing and attempting to do what is right, you have to say that there is soundness to these individuals. Then you have the others that have monumental personality disorder, like Stalin, Lenin. But still, again, God uses these people for His purpose because they have to be in the world. Example, remember Nebuchadnezzar in the time of Daniel the prophet. Nebuchadnezzar was a very, very, very hard, evil ruler. But nevertheless, God visited him in some dreams, and Nebuchadnezzar was told what he's going to do and who he's going to be, and he's going to be like a huge tree, and the birds of the air are going to sit in the branches, and he's going to cover the earth and provide shade for the cattle in the field. God was going to use him, as evil as he was, for God's purpose. And eventually, Nebuchadnezzar takes credit for everything that happened to him and all and how he flourished as a king. And he, for 7 years, crawled on all fours on his knees and his hands and lived in the field with the cattle and ate grass, which is a good indicator, good thought here. You can live off of grass. It's hard to eat. You have to juice it. We juice barley, wheat, things of this nature. Great. Great nutrition. Nebuchadnezzar, he lived and he grew nails like a bird. But he lived in the field with the cows for 7 years until God restored his mind. And then he acknowledged and gave glory to the God of heaven. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes. We'll continue The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Mm-hmm.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Friends, if you live in northern Colorado and you're thinking about a new exterior project, or if your house was hit by that hailstorm on July 27th, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm a painting, siding, and roofing specialist, and I can help you with the storm restoration process too. Give me a call, 970-825-9305. I'd be happy to give you a free, no-obligation health assessment of the entire exterior just so you know the condition of your home, your most valuable asset. 970-825-9305 will get you taken care of.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through.
Yeah, Joe Biden's had a few regrets, like 500,000 regrets. And we in America, we have a lot of regrets too. Too bad that some individuals were responsible for him, for Joe to be placed in the White House. And he's not really there. It's just a White House backdrop. I don't think he's been in the White House. If he went to the White House today, he'd probably get lost. So they keep him under lock and key. But he has a few regrets. But we have more regrets. So anyhow, going back to the individuals that God will put in governments at the end of the world, like with years ago, French President Nicolas Sarkozy. He was the French president put in by God. He was there because no nation, anybody who is put in any type of position in any nation, God is the one who behind the scenes has a hand in orchestrating that individual being in power. It even says that in the book of Daniel. God puts in power those that he wants, and he removes from power those that he wants to remove from power. He removed from Russia that had the little red thing on his head. I'll think of his name in a second. He put him in and he removed him also. He removed him from power. Gorbachev, at the right time. Gorbachev was going to take America into the environmental movement way ahead of time. And God said, no, we'll move him out of America. His wife, Raisha, she died. And the very next day, before she died, the next day, or the day that would have followed her death, there would have been an agreement signed with the United States and the environmental and the UN for environmental purposes. And Gorbachev died, didn't sign that treaty. He went back to Russia to bury his wife. God took him out. Now, President Sarkozy, he stated, I regret that the European Union creates the impression that it is in slavery to the Americans. Slavery to the Americans, to empire. Whether we like it or not, countries do not change their address. Europe and Russia are doomed to maintain peaceful and good neighborly relations. If we manage to reconcile France and Germany, we can reconcile Europe and Russia. And then there is an American historian, Harold Hyman. He wrote a publication, Biden versus Kissinger. What? Wait a minute. Biden versus Kissinger? During the Obama administration, who was the advisor to Obama? One of the advisors. Henry Kissinger. Who is running the White House presently? Normally, Kissinger is always working with every president, going back to the Rockefellers. And now, there is Biden versus Kissinger. What happened? So in other words, it has to be Barry Satoru that is giving, and his hidden group power structure that is directing Joe Biden in everything that's taking place, because everything that Joe Biden is doing is a Obama plan, objective, has been always a strategy of Obama from his administration through the Trump administration, through his two terms, two administrations, through even to a great degree during Trump's administration, and still presently through this current imposter in the seat of power. So is there a tug of war taking place in the Luciferian New World Order globalist kingdom? Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Is there war taking place in the globalist, in this New World Order, Luciferian order? I have to say, when I read this, I thought, this doesn't happen. Now, it's known that Kissinger has, you know, been a public speaker, and it has been many of his policies and the directions that he has given the presidents, going clear back to Nixon, I think, and definitely through Carter. And I'm trying to figure out if Biden is at war, or if Biden is having conflict with Kissinger, does that mean that Obama is now having conflict with Kissinger? Because Kissinger was deeply involved in the Obama administration, as he has been with the Clintons / Rockefellers. He was always a consultant to the Rockefellers, and he has to be a consultant to the Rockefeller grandchildren, children and grandchildren, directly. So this is, I'm thinking, there has to be something going on in that structure. Now, okay, let's look at all of the those that are participants in this Luciferian global order. In this country, well, I don't even think in this country so much as in Europe, George Jorge Soros, you definitely have Klaus Schwab and all of the individuals that are tied into him. Then again, there's Henry Kissinger. You have, remember, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, who was behind the creation of continuity of government. Is there conflict in continuity of government here in the United States? Who's really keeping things together? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Unknown.
Okay. We are the white bird. And if we don't fly, we will die. We don't want to just sit in our golden cage growing old. And with the coming elections, I would say that don't sit in your cage, because until the Constitution is destroyed, we should use our right to vote those into office that we want in office. We should exercise that right. We have the right to exercise that right. The Constitution is in the Bible. It is called a restrainer. Paul called it a restrainer, a document that was written by man. And it is called the Constitution of the United States of America. If you want to read about it, 2 Thessalonians, the writings of Paul the Apostle, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I think it's verse 7. There's a restrainer. It is a legal. It is a law. It is a constitution. It is the Constitution of the United States of America. God gave mankind His holy scriptures, the writings by the prophets prior to Christ, the documentation of Christ's life, which was recorded in the four Gospels, and the writings post-Christ, which were the Gospels also. But then also, God gave man and the nations, governments, laws. In this country, we receive the Constitution of the United States of America in the Bill of Rights. It is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We have a right to exercise the legal rights of the Constitution in this land for a while longer. And right now, it is the conservative people throughout the country that still there is the power of this restrainer. It will continue to restrain. Though the children of the devil, the Luciferians, they hate it. It restricts them. It keeps them from doing more evil than they are doing presently. So we need to use that legal document as long as we can. But there'll come a time when it will be no longer in effect. It will be replaced. Anyone that even considers replacing it, you better watch them. We don't want to go to a con of any kind. No way. You leave what God put in the Bible alone. But we have the opportunity still to use our voting rights in this coming election. Take your ballots, take them and bring them in by hand. Don't use the digital system. So, going back to what I ended with in the last segment, there is a change, a war taking place high up in the Luciferian world. There is a war taking place not only in this country. The individuals, I believe that still behind the scenes, you have the Clinton cabal still trying to resume some type of power control via the Rockefeller Foundation, through the Clinton Foundation. You have Barry Satoro, Barack Obama. He has a hidden group of very powerful individuals. I assume that many of the individuals in his that are still loyal to him are in senior executive service throughout the agencies in this country, all the departments of the federal government. No, I don't believe Joe Biden really has any control authority over anything. He's just the glove that has been used by the hand in the glove. I was saying that, you know, it was Dick Cheney that brought in this continuity of government. I believe he was the one instrumental in it. Who is giving direction to the cog, to this cog, the continuity of government? Then you have the military-industrial complex there at the Pentagon. They are also deeply involved. So that's in this country. Then in Europe, you know, Liz Truss, that old Vladimir Putin hater, she was just bounced out of office after, I don't forget, not even 6 weeks. I think the Queen wanted her appointed, the Queen being a member of Pilgrim Society. Well, then Truss is bounced out. The gentleman, the individual that's possibly going to be the new prime minister, this guy is definitely controlled by Pilgrim Society. They've changed their strategy. It appears as if senior executive service is taking over England, is taking over the English people. It sounds like there might be a coup because they are planning something major here. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
So I'll finish out. You know, years ago it was a Kissinger that was deeply involved in Russia with Russia and with the diplomacy between this country and Russia. And now it appears as if Kissinger is trying to stop what the Biden administration, the direction that they are going in Russia. He's basically saying that this is going to end up in some type of disaster. Well, he's correct. Then you have Sergei Shoigu. He accepted a call from his American counterpart, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, last Friday, and they discussed the issues of international security, including the situation in Ukraine. After that call, the CIA director Petraeus, General David Petraeus, issued a public threat. He stated that the United States and its allies might directly intervene in the ongoing conflict between Moscow and Kiev might intervene. No, no, no. There's no such thing as might. This is going to happen. Even if there is no threat to any NATO member states, even without a threat. And then the imposter president deployed the United States Army 101st Airborne Division into Romania. And there was a gentleman who was an ABC News investigator, James Meek, when he discovered back a while back that the Americans were planning to invade what the Americans were planning for Ukraine. And the minute he began to expose what America was going to do in Ukraine, he's not been seen since. I don't think he died, but he has just not been allowed on the any of the networks. The CIA, they will not allow him to speak. So this is going to be a disaster. It's already a disaster for millions of people already. It's going to be a greater disaster. And it's part of the plan. But I think there is a shakeup between the Obama powers that be and Henry Kissinger and the people he represents, which probably are still the Rockefeller Foundation individuals, which would include Bill and Hillary. And during the time that Barack was president, there was conflict between the Clintons, the Bush Sr., and Obama. Obama didn't forget. They hindered him during that 8 years of his presidency. They hindered him. They had him on a tight leash. They interfered with all of his objectives. Well, I am strongly of the opinion that he's going to return for another 8-year term, another 8-year period. He won't be elected. He'll come in illegally. And the next time, he's not going to be restricted by the Clintons. He'll be, you might say, restricted by corporations, but not by individuals. That's it for today. Something for you to think about. Consider it. You don't have to believe it. But we'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. And talk to you then. Have a great night. Don't lose any sleep.
You're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. The best small locally owned liquor store in Northern Colorado. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.